Next case, please.
The next application is 11,788. Sybil Luden seeks variances from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. Section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Wolf Neck Road, approximately 613 feet east of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 35577 High Alpine Lane in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 105.01, Unit 54949. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.1-foot variance, and 2 4-foot variances. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive 11 letters in support of the application. And typically, the letters state that that they are aware of the application to maintain an existing screen porch at the existing home, and they have no application, no objection to the variance request, as the request for the deck and the porch are in character with other screen porches in the mobile home. And they're signed William Krupinski, Kathleen Klein, Geraldine Hederway, Paula Kane, Linda Spalding, Elaine McDivitt, Joe and Jane Rooney, Elaine Murnock, Nancy Brown, Sandra Eagles. And pretty much they all say that they, again, have no objection because it's similar to the properties, other properties in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sybil Luden, 35577 High Alpine Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, thank you for taking this variance request. This was filled out by a lawyer, so I might not be reading it verbatim. I'll put as much as I can, but I just, instead of putting her or she, I hope put myself in there. The uniqueness of the property. This lot is one of a number of lots within the manufactured home community. While each lot has a standard dimension of front, side, and rear setbacks, the ability to do something on one's own property is often dictated by what's occurring on someone else's property. In this case, both the principal structure as well as the addition comply with required setbacks on the subject property. It's only because of the placement of the structure on an adjoining lot that the property owner is constricted with what I can do with my property. Cannot be otherwise developed. The proposed addition is small in nature. It's a 252-square-foot screened-in porch. Reducing the width of the porch by 2.1 feet, the amount needed to meet the setback created by the adjoining structure will severely limit the utility of the structure that could be added to the existing home, and that this constructing such an addition, of which there are a number of similar structures in the community, would not be feasible. It would be too narrow to be of any reasonable utility. I do have some pictures, if I can.
If you had them down to the secretary, please.
Just so you know, we typically keep them.
Not created by the applicant. In this instance, the structure proposed by the by me complies with all the property line setbacks required in the district, even with the construction of the addition. It's the placement of a structure on an adjacent lot that creates the problem with the setback imposed upon the subject properly, and which was not caused by me. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you can see in the photograph of the community, additions such as mine are not uncommon, and this proposal is not out of character for the community. We believe that this request is supported by many of the neighbors that you had read the names to, and also the property manager at that time. He is no longer there, but he did send in a letter of recommendation that it was fine, and that he felt that it was a compliment to the community. And minimal variance. The variance requested in this instance is truly minimal. It's roughly 2 feet that I'm asking for the variance. for the separation between the two manufactured homes. This intrusion is not uncommon in the community, and the addition proposed is consistent with many similar structures in the neighborhood. As the only apparent reason that this variance is required is due to the placement of the structure on another property, intruding 2 feet into the setback, it leaves nearly 18 feet between the structure, the other structure, and my home.
Wait a minute. See, any questions, Mr. Whitman? We'll start with you, please.
So this is a new screened-in porch?
Yes, my home is relatively new. It was put in place March or April of 2015. I purchased it in May of 2015. And then after we got settled, we thought that with all the mosquitoes, we needed a screened-in porch. And so that it's a new screened-in porch that's put on it. The other homes around me are a lot older.
Did you get a permit for it?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. You did? Okay.
Yes. I did not see the permit. That was obtained by my builder.
Oh, okay.
And I did not see the permit until all of this came about. After the porch was completed is when I finally
Your builder got the permit?
And they had kept a copy of it, yes. I only had gotten this.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Baker.
Yeah, well, you've in answering your criteria for a variance, you had mentioned in there that the if you take number three, not created by the applicant, I think you know possession's 9/10 of the law, they always say, you know.
I do.
That the trailer or the mobile home that was next to you was there first.
Yes.
So that statement, like you said, you're being created by that, you felt that they created the problem, is that correct? Or did
their house is right on the corner, so they were set back further than being right into the center of the property.
But your porch would be once you put the porch in, you're the one that
you're right.
Got the right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want you to understand that you made the statement that you feel that existing home there put you in trouble.
Okay.
No, it didn't. I mean, once they're there, then you get a permit. I'm sure your permit said 20-foot separation.
I had not seen it. It was all.
Well, I'm sure it did.
But
anyway,
yes.
To help you out,
okay.
Whenever you're there, whenever the a lot of people get confused sometimes because when the other homes, who's there first? In other words, you know, if you put something in there and it's encroaching next door to that home, then that's your fault. That's
okay.
Not there.
I understand.
Okay. Just
yes.
So you understand that.
Thank you.
Let me ask you one other question. You believe that all the people in the neighborhoods, you said the essential character of the neighborhood's not altered by this? I mean, there's homes in there just like what you're doing here?
Many are, yes.
With the porch, that type of porch?
That type of porch or patio area, something like that, yes. The structure is in that area, yes, sir.
So this is like a standard size porch that you
it's
would
12
say?
It's 12 by 21.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, no other questions.
All right, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
On your application, it's checked as a proposed addition. How did this come about? Did the inspector come down and ask you about it?
We had many inspections, and in fact, the final inspection came through. I didn't get a certificate of occupancy, but I did get that it had passed all of the different things. It was after about 2 to 3 weeks after we had gotten the final blue card that said that it was opposed. Approved. Kelly, and I'm not sure of her last name, came and I asked her, like, you know, she was taking some measurements and she says, well, this is out of not compliance. And I said, well, it had been approved all along, all the different stages, because there had been quite a few different things. And she said that it was the width to the closest to the house.
Did your builder offer to come with you tonight?
He did offer to, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mill?
Sludin, you entrusted your builder to make sure that you were in compliance with all county requirements, is that correct?
That's correct.
So because of that, you feel that it wasn't created by you, the applicant?
I had no idea that there was a problem, sir.
Okay. Who was your builder?
Wesley Gates. I believe he's out of Newark.
Newark?
Newark, Delaware.
Do you have his address?
I don't have it with me tonight. No, okay. I do not.
Can you call the office tomorrow with the address?
I would definitely call, yes.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Do you know if he was licensed? He's licensed, yes, in the state?
Yes. I am. Before I was permitted to build anything, to have anything, the community home required that I had his insurance, his building permit, and there was a third thing that was on there.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Another question?
No other questions, Mr. Trump?
Yeah. We've got a couple different variances here that we're looking at. When did you say the dwelling was placed on the property?
It was either March or April of 2015.
Ms. Cornwell, if I'm just looking at the survey, and it looks like there might be a little difference between the survey and what I saw on the first page that we had on the application as far as what was being sought. I just want to make sure I'm clear on what the variances that are being sought. Looks to me like it'd be a 2.1-foot variance from separation between units from the dwelling to the dwelling on the, and I don't see a north on here, to the left side. And then it looks to me like a 4-foot variance from the dwelling to the shed on the right-hand side, and a 0.2-foot variance, I'm sorry, from the steps to the shed, and then a 0.2-foot variance from the dwelling to the shed. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the things that, you know, we have these separation distance requirements that the board takes into consideration is the effect on, you know, we're going to have a domino effect of this in the neighborhood. And I see we've got quite a bit of support from appears to be folks in the neighborhood. And it looks like we can kind of see the property to our right, but we can't see beyond that. Do you think that this separation distance requirement is going to limit the buildability of some of these other lots? I mean, are we going to have a situation where somebody's going to not be able to build without a variance because of this?
Not that I'm aware of, no. When I purchased the home, the on the right-hand side of the building, those steps were there when I purchased the home, with the 4-foot, or I think it's like 16 feet.
Okay, so
that I had never realized that had even come into.
And you didn't place the dwelling on the property. That was there when you bought
it? I bought it out there, okay. Yes, sir.
Just the addition is the new...
The only thing is what I have done, yes.
Okay. All right. And I believe you testified that you didn't think it could be made smaller. Is that correct?
Well, I would like to be 10 foot wide would be really too small to be able to sit comfortably and have table and chairs and things like that out there, yes.
So for reasonable use, it needs to be that size?
For reasonable use, it does. I was told by the property management at the time that I could go out 16 feet. And it could be the length of the house, but then go out 16 feet. But my daughter and I talked it over, and we thought that would be just too massive. We didn't think that would be wise to do that. So we thought 12 would be a doable size room, 12 by 21.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? Okay, if you would please come forward and be sworn in. Is there anyone else out here that would like to speak? If so, please come forward.
Good evening. Right, state your name and address for the record.
Allison, 35577 High Alpine Lane.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Okay, you can come in for them in.
I just want to confirm that we did get the letters from, I actually personally talked to all of our neighbors to make sure that I was okay with this. And with this survey, it took us more change out of our pocket than we actually abided by. But the problem that we were having is that the whole community didn't have a survey. And so each individual property should be surveyed, and that's our biggest problem, is that if you look on our property on the right side, like you were saying, it's at, it's very close to the person who is next to him. So that variance is not applicable. Is there any questions?
No, I don't think so, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Or is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
In the past, we've required mobile home parks to provide us with surveys. It would appear that maybe that would be advisable here.
Well, just according to testimony, we just heard it, but that it would be, you know, they need to be done, but we did it one other time, it's down White House Beach.
Well, we have several times.
Several times that we've had to do that, if we had felt that.
Because there were so many violations and everything here looked pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
And we really development. And we really don't know whether the 35% is
right.
No.
Is being adhered to.
Exactly.
The size of the lots,
I couldn't attest.
Good.
The question was if there have been any other variances, and the way it works on a mobile home park, it's going to show up over and over on the same point.
Right.
So I'd have to do additional research to verify.
Right. Well, what we've found is that the when an inspector goes down, they're not staked out. There's no obvious boundary lines, and so it makes it difficult to enforce.
I think this is one that might
need a survey.
Mike,
do you have a mobile home park survey of the
plot plan or anything like that?
That I could not attest to without doing research to verify, but I believe there might have been something in your packet showing the lot lines of the properties.
There is the one lot line. I was told that there is no individual survey, that it's not normally done, and it's just. Yeah. The overall circumference of the plan.
There's no plat or anything.
So the last page in your application is kind of a plot of the layout of the development.
Yeah.
Or at least a portion that includes this property.
But that's a county tax map.
It's not a tax map because they're not taxable. It's a plan that shows the layout of the lots within the mobile home park.
Which could have been done 40 years ago, and everything's been replaced since then.
My understanding, Ms. Cornwell, will correct me if I'm wrong, that this plot plan would be like if we were creating a plot plan for a subdivision, essentially just creating the lot lines. Now, where the things are on those lots, and you know, perhaps concern you may have, Mr. Mills, is there's probably things that may not otherwise be in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a different issue.
Right.
And how do they know that they do hold true?
I guess
I would agree with that.
No, the question was if a CO had been issued, and a CO has not been issued because it has passed building final, but it has not passed planning and zoning because, as again, the inspector went out and did the measurement, and it determined it was several feet.
But how does she take that measurement then? There's no point or no markers up.
Well, it's a separation distance between buildings, so she would have gone.
You know that they're accurate, though. I mean, how did you know that? But we just heard it. Did they know that they're? What did she take it from the other one? How did they take theirs? Do we know?
Well, she would have measured from the edge of the buildings to make sure there's 20 feet.
How did she know that building is right? What my question was.
I think Mr. Callaway, we're not surveying the other properties, and it sounds to me like what this inspector did was just making sure that what was building there is a 20-foot between buildings. So that was one they probably could take tape and do.
Yep.
Right.
The concern there would be if there were side yard, rear yard type setback requirements, and that's something that, you know, we don't have before us. What I would suggest, and that's why
in the past, when it gets to that point, we have asked for surveys to be done so that we can know if they need additional variances.
Right, we did.
The 35% is very important when they start building into these smaller lots. You know, they come up so.
Well, and what we've also found is that everything was totally out of whack once the survey was done. They had to readjust boundary lines.
Yeah.
So again, I think that now would be a good time for this property owner to survey the property.
So she would be in limbo till they get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Just for clarification, readjusting property lines would only impact the lot coverage. It would not impact separation distances between buildings.
No, but it would variances.
Well, it could
setback
impact
requirements.
Setback requirements.
And
setbacks, but
yes.
Not separation distances.
No, I know that.
We understand that.
I know that,
yeah.
But I think what it would be wise to know is, are there variant setback variances that are necessary here? And we won't know that until we get a survey.
Yeah, if you just take this for granted, what we're looking at, we could say the way it's presented to us now, and what Mr. Mills is talking about, is that porch could be right on the line when you need a 5-foot setback in there and still meet the separation between units, but then maybe you only have 2 foot there. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And then to high Alpine Lane, there's no way of telling. I mean, it does look like you don't have a problem there, but we're looking at sideline and also rear line. And 35%.
If I may, when this has come up in the past, I think it's because we've had multiple ones that have come up. It's not just been an isolated case. And I don't know if we have others in the pipeline for this community, but the application before us today is just really on separation distance. And I appreciate the concern as far as, you know, are there other issues there? But that's the one that's before us today. Ms. Cornwell, has there been a CO certificate appliance issued for the dwelling? Because that came before the applicant purchased this.
I cannot attest to that.
Okay.
I'd have to look.
So
my guess is we possibly issued that for that, but I know we did not issue it for the addition for the screened-in porch.
So what you're saying, Counselor, is what's before us tonight, the statement is Simpler Surveying Associates, Inc., separation distance survey is sufficient.
If we had an application, what's been advertised tonight is simply for those variances.
Right.
So if we were to say, hey, we want to look at another survey, and say when looking at that survey, we said, hey, there's a need for a front yard setback or side yard or whatever, maybe there's another one. We're going to have to re-advertise the whole thing, and we're going to have another public hearing on that.
Yeah, but by not tabling it, and if we approve it tonight or deny it, whichever, then there's no recourse and there's no way to force the applicant to have a survey done. They can just say, well, yeah, you approved it or you denied it or whatever, and go on. That's the situation we've run into in the past. So I'm suggesting that we table it for survey.
And you have, that's something that the board can entertain too?
I beg your pardon? I didn't.
The board can entertain that as well. Just
table it for a survey.
If you got that survey and you saw something else, then you may need to re-advertise.
Let me rephrase it. We leave the hearing open for the purpose of providing us a survey.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All right, I've got a motion.
I think it's important.
So, well, she's going to be still all right. We're going to leave it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't have to come back.
No.
Then we get a survey from the park.
Yeah.
Then we'll make a decision on hers then.
Right.
Yeah,
you can leave it open for that limited purpose.
Yeah.
For that survey to come in, and then when it comes in, we'll put on an agenda, and it'll appear at that time.
Right.
Now, the only thing is, if it has something else, like if we come in and we see that there's a front yard variance or side yard variance, that's going to be a whole new hearing.
Right.
We're re-advertising all that.
Right. Okay.
And that may give you some comfort, Mr. Mills, from what then, I got.
Would she have to pay, if there's something else wrong, would she have to pay another $400 for
we
that?
Can, we can determine that at a later time.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll
see what we do everything we can to.
So this survey could be 6 months, right?
See?
A year.
In the meantime, she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
I can go ahead and use the.
You can't porch. Sit on your porch, though.
I can't sit on my porch.
Yes.
Well, that was just something. I saw your face drop.
I know.
You went quick.
I'm sure you would too. We'd like to see a survey.
Yeah.
Would it be at a cost though to all the homeowners? Because I know there are so many homeowners who would not be able. I know what the surveys cost and. I mean, I had to come up with it, and I know that there are some there that would not be able to come up with the cost of a survey.
Who's the mobile home park owned by?
ELS.
Okay. Which is a
LLC.
A company or a group?
It's a company. They have a group. They have several around.
Okay. Well, then the onus is on them to provide a survey.
Yes, so on them.
So they can reimburse me then?
Well, that's between you and them.
Yeah, it's between you and them. But
no, I talked to them, and they had said that it was between my builder and you.
In regards to getting, if you had to get on the survey between you and the builder?
Even for this, yes.
Even for this one?
For this one, they said it's between my builder.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, sounds like they don't want any responsibility.
Yeah.
I just don't want a hardship to go to so many. You know, there's only 200 homes, and I know most of them, and I know many of them would not be able to afford to get.
But you don't.
How many homes did you say there were?
There's 200 in this
development,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to get run out.
Just a moment, man. Let me get that one hurt.
I don't want to get run out of town either.
No.
No, well, I mean, you know, it's the problem of the situation hasn't been necessarily created by you, but by the people that own the mobile home park.
This isn't just for you. We do this for every mobile home park. You know, when they come in and they want to, let's say they want a separation between it, that we can see by the survey, and they'll say, and then when it's presented to planning and zoning office, they'll say, oh my goodness, you need a variance on the side yard setback, see?
Okay.
So that's what we're looking for. Or maybe they got too much on their property because
well, for clarification,
35%, you know, you're allowed to.
For clarity, we're looking to find, to see if there's any additional, setback variances necessary for this property.
Right. Yeah.
So the survey would just be of this property, not of the entire community.
Nothing.
To clarify that. And we do have, it appears to be some sort of plot plan that appears to be of record that the Planning and Zoning Office used.
Right.
So what might be the best course is to go to the surveyor who did the survey that we have and utilize and work off of that where they can go from certain points. I don't know how old that is, but it is something that we have a portion of that here.
The survey was done in January of this year.
Okay.
This year. And you will contact them, or do you need me to contact the Sippler and Son?
I think what typically is done is it's left open for the applicant to provide a survey. So I think you'll need to contact the surveyor. If there's a question that the surveyor has, perhaps the best bet would be to contact the office.
You should have a copy of the survey.
We have a copy of the survey, but it does not show the lot lines. It only shows the separation distance. And the question
is what we're looking for.
Yeah, the question the board's got is, are there other issues that maybe we could clear up at the same time.
Okay, I will call them.
That's what we need, lot lines. Okay, now.
I just have a JD Gates.
Ma'am, if you can step up to the mic, we can't catch you when you're over there.
I have the address and phone number of our contractor. Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have it printed. It's on the phone.
You can give it verbally for the record.
Or call in the morning.
It's JD Gates Incorporation, and the address is 273. Red Mill Road, Newark, Delaware, 19713. The phone number is 302-368-3538.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then we'll go back here. We got a motion by.
I got one question for Jamie.
Sure.
There's no pen out there, I guess.
Right.
So if they have no pens, the whole place got to be surveyed to find out where everything's going. So
that's what's always happened in the past with other mobile home parks.
See, remember that one time when
they didn't
wear
that
beat? Remember,
question I got with Jamie, how about, is it in their contract that it's not their responsibility? It's the homeowner's responsibility to get a survey. So, I mean, like she said, everybody couldn't afford it.
I'm not familiar with what their lease says. I'd be surprised if that's covered in there. Typically, what they'll do is they'll reference a lot in a plot plan or something. I'm renting you lot, whatever the case may be. I forget the number of this one, for instance. But that'll be referenced in the lease agreement, typically.
Well, so wouldn't it be better for the county to go ask for that instead of putting them on them?
We did it before.
Yeah.
The county did.
It'd be better for them to do it.
They get more cooperation.
I would think.
Lawrence has in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things we may want to look at is also to see what we have at the county level to see if there is something that shows, pins and what have you.
That's what I was asking.
It looks like there's a plot of some sort, but, whether or not there were pins put in place, I don't know.
There were pins put on the road and on the grass.
Okay.
They did have pins for our property. Now,
okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know that they had said there was pins there.
And I guess that kind of goes to the, we're really looking at this property. I understand the concern about the whole neighborhood. If the surveyor can work with what's there and has pins that are in place and can work off of the information that he has, that's probably the best.
Shown it on a survey.
The best solution. If it turns out that that's not an option, then we might need to look at, do we have to get a survey for the whole park? And is that something to be discussed?
Okay. Yep. We've done that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got
I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save this lady from
trouble than what she's got to do.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, and she's going to do that, then every neighborhood going to be going,
I think I'll have to move.
Yeah. So, I think it would be better to come from the county that way.
From her.
Okay, thank you. And,
But
we did have, this was the property manager, at least a phone number, and ALS's address.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, well, we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we're going to leave case number 11,788 open for the purpose of a survey, Mr. Mills?
Yes, in the meantime, I would also ask that our legal counsel send a letter to the builder letting him know that he's built into in violation.
Okay. All right, then. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,788 is to be left open for the purpose of a surveyor, and council is going to send a letter out to the builder. Is that correct, Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And motion is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And ma'am, what that means is you're going to need to contact your surveyor and have them contact the office, and we can discuss with them what they need to do. And then once we have that survey in, we can then put this back on an agenda in the future.
Okay?
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am.